in 2021.
Slade comes through and says, Billy, that is, says, good morning to the both of you. I feel even a parent must play a part in educating a well-learned child. Most parents nowadays don't even help their kids with their homework and do not even encourage their kids to study after class. So he feels that is something that needs to be put into consideration. But all in all, one thing that also stands out, which has also been mentioned from our calls and messages, is that you have a number of pupils who are not in school before who will be in a classroom. I know the other concern that has been there is that some of these pupils are not even sitting on desks, they're sitting on floors. I was seeing a story from Jessica Zungula recently where you still have pupils who don't have desks in their classroom. So this is still a challenge. But we've heard President Ijeoma, he said for him, he actually finds that much better because at least the child is in the classroom than them being out of a classroom, because he says issues of desks, these are issues that can be resolved. This is an opportunity for those in business, those who need to form cooperatives to supply these desks. That's also an opportunity for them to earn an income. So he says those are issues that can be addressed, but the most important thing, the first step, is they need to be in that particular classroom. Obviously, again, even when you talk about the teacher-pupil ratio, it also now is another opportunity for the government to meet the gap there, to close the gap there, and ensure that you have enough teachers who are able to attend to these pupils as well, so that they get the proper attention. And that's why others have said, you know, instead of doing away with it completely, let's look at how we can improve it. Let's look at how we can improve this particular policy so that we still have many children, especially those in the rural areas who have been disadvantaged, have access to that education. Some even in the urban areas are experiencing that, but how can they be advantaged during this particular opportunity of them getting back in school, courtesy of the free education policy? But let's keep the conversation going. You can let us know via the Phoenix FM WhatsApp line, 0978-895-895. Very briefly, some messages that we've also received here. Remy says, morning Phoenix, I'm Remy Mwewa from Dola. My experience is that my daughter was so good when it comes to reading and writing. Now when the government changed its curriculum to introduce the local language teaching from, I think it's from grade 1 up to grade 5, I don't know if I'm right, my child is now now confused because she's now mixing Bemba and English when writing and spelling. You know, those things that kids say that as like direct translation. They are calling you to hop the Duchess. That's like direct translation from like Bemba Onyanja to English. Kuri.
Kuri amare kwita.
You know? So you find that that's like that. So I think I understand what he's trying to say there. Monique says, I feel as a country need to incorporate reading as mandatory in English or language courses. It's like we have only left reading to literature in English. We should have books in our courses for every student, levels for reading for all students. Chembe says the reading culture didn't start now. It has been there on a sad note. It's declining because of a lot of distractors, like schools not utilizing libraries, donation of books in schools. Teachers as well, those who read only do it when they're about to teach or plan for their lessons. Parents need to take an active role in this too. If as a parent you love reading, you buy books and read with your children. So yeah, it's a whole lot. Silupumbe says quality was compromised, but what can we learn from this? To blame it on free education is another issue. All right, thank you for your messages, your contributions. Looking forward to hearing more of this.
Yes, that is true. So we do have the news coming up in a bit, and we look forward to more interactions with you as the show progresses.
Yes, this morning, I shared how I my phone went missing over the weekend, and eventually it was found. So I'm going to share more on that. Maybe it's something I need to read on how to keep phones.
That won't help you.
It won't help?
Exactly, nope.
Okay, all right, it's fine. The time is 8:04.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now on with the 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your ABSA cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home a cheap 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo poo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your ABSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
Dialysis crisis hits Kitwe with patients left struggling to access life-saving services. So slums minds over neglect of Kalumbila and Kansanshi communities. In global news, police officer among 4 killed in New York office shooting. Good morning. With the news, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. The Kidney Foundation of Zambia has revealed that the renal unit at Kitwe Teaching Hospital, which provides life-saving dialysis for about 24 patients from Kitwe and surrounding towns, has been out of service for 2 weeks, leaving patients struggling to survive. Phoenix News has established that while 6 dialysis machines at Ndola Teaching Hospital are operational, the Kitwe unit has been down, forcing patients to travel to Ndola 3 times a week at great cost and inconvenience. Some affected patients have complained that the disruption has already affected their health, with those from Kitwe and Chingola complaining about the exhausting and expensive need to go to Ndola 3 times per week to access renal services. And Kidney Foundation Secretary General Augustine Mukuka, who has criticized the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency ZAMSA for declaring renal services fully functional last week, say the 24 affected patients are now left with only costly private facilities that charge exorbitant amounts per session, when renal patients need to at least 2 sessions every week.
It is true that the consumables are there and that all the machines can work well if the RO, you know, this is a treatment, you know, area, you know, for water which is being used there, is functional. But, you know, the RO broke down 2 weeks ago, meaning that the renal unit is not working, it's not functional.
Meanwhile, Kitwe Teaching Hospital Public Relations Officer Helen Hitima has confirmed that the renal unit broke down after a pump failure 2 weeks ago, and says the Ministry of Health has already engaged a vendor who is sourcing a replacement pump from South Africa, expected to arrive in Zambia within 7 days.
Our dialysis machine broke down, malfunctioned 2 weeks ago, and we engaged Ministry of Health, who also engaged the supplier to replace a pump. There's a pump that that has stopped working, so our patients are not able to access dialysis. Those that are on dialysis are going to Ndola Teaching Hospital. That's where they are accessing the services. And I just want to urge the public to stay calm.
The Southern African Resource Watch, SOAR, has expressed concern that communities in northwestern province continue to be marginalized despite extensive mining operations by First Quantum Minerals, FQM, in Kalumbila and Kansanshi. So, Senior Research and Advocacy Officer Edward Lange says at the beginning of the operations in Kalumbila, relocations carried out by the company were in